VOC Breakfast, weekdays 6 to 9 a.m.
7:52 here on VOC Breakfast to 91.3 FM. Rockamamas, Lower Long City, Cape Town is now open and ready to serve you. Amazing smash burgers, ribs, wings, and so much more. Open daily from 8 a.m. until 10 p.m. in the evening. That's your new Rockamamas at number 14, Lower Long Street in Cape Town. Of course, now open. Continuing the conversation then, Wise Move, a tech-enabled platform that helps people relocate, has found that the volume of people relocating from Gauteng to the Western Cape exceeds that of those moving to any other province. Joining us on the line now is the CEO of Wise Move SA, Shante Venter. Shante, good morning. Thank you so much for your time.
Good morning. Thank you. It's great to be chatting to you today.
Thank you so much for making time for us. What is semigration? It's a term that we've, of course, been talking about this morning. But what is it and how has it evolved in more recent years?
So semigration is, you know, a playoff on, you know, when people immigrate, they're moving out of the country versus just within the same country, moving to a different province, looking for a better lifestyle, that type of thing. So we saw a boom after, you know, the pandemic and the lockdown, COVID, that kind of pushed people to look at lifestyle for reasons to move. And it was difficult to, you know, get out of the country, that type of thing. So people started looking for areas inside the country that had, you know, those types of things on offer. And so in 2024, we saw a massive increase of people leaving Gauteng for the Western Cape. So we actually saw a net loss of residents, you know, leaving Gauteng. And that correlated quite closely to the uptick in job opportunities in the Western Cape. So those are, that's one of the reasons why people move. You know, research has shown that in South Africa, and I think it's quite interesting, like people always think, like, I think, you know, within our social circles, oh, it's crime, it's municipal, you know, issues, that's why people are moving. But actually, people are moving for better work opportunities, paid work opportunities, education, family, you know, relationships. Those are the reasons why people are moving. And the Western Cape has, you know, a lot of those things on offer.
Mm. The economics of it all, yeah, how big of a factor is that, considering that although many people are moving and relocating to the Western Cape is considered, according to statistics, as the most expensive province to live in. I'm wondering then how that factors into the calculations that people make when determining or deciding to relocate.
I think it's something that every single person needs to consider seriously. You know, what are you leaving behind and what are you taking up? Because if you are leaving a position in Johannesburg or Gauteng that's offering you a salary of X, you need to make sure that you're getting an increase when you are moving to the Western Cape, because it is more expensive. And I think that does play a big factor. We're now seeing, you know, after, you know, this is, you know, COVID has been since 2020, 2021, that people have been semigrating to the Western Cape. And we're seeing a slight change. You know, back then it was like people were moving to the West Coast and to Garden Route and looking for those small towns where they could kind of, you know, create a new life. But now we're actually seeing a re-urbanization where people are moving back to the cities. And I think it's exactly for those reasons. They're seeing that they actually need the bigger salary to survive in the Western Cape. So we're seeing people moving to the cities, and we're also seeing a reverse immigration of people moving back to Gauteng. You know, I think anyone who's had a conversation recently with someone who's moved to the Western Cape, you know, they're hearing those things, that they're actually considering moving back to Gauteng for better opportunities within their lifestyle. You know, so I think that that's something that you need to consider, because moving isn't, you know, a cheap exercise. So if you are making that decision, make sure that it's for all the right reasons.
Yeah, it's fascinating that you mentioned that. I think from the perspective then of the poll that we ran with our listeners, of course, predominantly from the Western Cape, asking them the question if they would relocate to a different province for a cheaper and more affordable cost of living. About 72% said no, they'd stay. But interestingly, the 27% that said yes, they'd consider a move. It seems as if that there's at least an openness to consider semigration as an option, just purely based on the economics of it.
Yeah, we see, you know, I think it's also important to kind of think about the communities that you are talking to. So within our data, we see that it's a lot of young people who are moving. That's the biggest population group. So if your listeners are, you know, they're established, their kids are in school, they might not be that much of an interest to actually uproot themselves because, you know, moving is one of life's most stressful experiences. So, you know, but young people, we often see this, like, Gauteng is a big pool for people to start their careers and then from there to move on to something else. So between the ages of 25 and 44, we see a lot of movement. And then after that, it decreases. But I think that, you know, we will see, depending on who you're asking, different types of conversations happening and where people are willing to make changes. And I think it has to be a substantial benefit. If you are uprooting yourself and thinking about saving some money, how much money? You know, it needs to be enough to make sense.
Yeah. Another fascinating thing that I saw through an article recently, speaking about the Eastern Cape and being sort of considered a new destination for people who are semigrating within South Africa, and considering the high cost of living in the Western Cape, looking at the Eastern Cape as another opportunity or an option. Do you see that reflected in your day-to-day work?
So I would say that in the data, it's not as clear, but we do see in our, you know, just day-to-day correspondence with people that people are actually, you know, retiring in the Eastern Cape. They're looking at those options, you know, to find a spot that would be affordable for them to settle because, you know, over the last 3 or 4 years, property prices in the Western Cape have double, tripled, you know. So looking at alternatives, especially in upcoming areas like the Eastern Cape, would be an alternative if people are considering semigrating.
Yeah, it's been a fascinating conversation this morning and interesting to see how, I guess, economics plays such a big role in terms of the decisions that people take. One, I think, had assumed for a very long time that, you know, post-COVID environment, people were moving to different parts of the province or different parts of the country for a better lifestyle, which you've touched on, but also economics playing a big role in it as well.
Yes, for sure. There's a lot of factors. And I think at the end of the day, if someone is deciding to make a move, make sure that you're doing it for the right reasons and, yeah, just get the right people to assist you.